It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay. But you got to do it right away. You know, you got to get on top of that guy right away and nail him and get
That's
it over.
Right.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
I love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to invite everybody to join us for the all-time best Cinco de Mayo party we've ever had.
That's right.
Might be the first one we've ever had. It's this Saturday, 4:30 till 6:30 at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. That's 18th Street Northwest. Come see us. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Visit StayThirstyMyFriends.com and StayThirstyMyFriends.com. Buzz, I'm happy to announce, as far as the Buzz Babes are concerned, we have not gotten a call yet.
Wonderful.
You have to sell it. You have to sell your sexuality.
Is it too
early? I mean, my God,
I'm still getting.
I just got done with my acupuncture. We have Allison Kitchen in here. She seems to think you're a sexy man, right, Allison?
Very much so.
Very much so.
Very nice. That's very flattering.
And he could whip out that sexy voice at any time.
I don't know if it's about my sexuality as much as it is about representing the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh!
Making appearances for us and possibly getting paid for it.
Very good idea, yes.
And this is about embracing, well, not physically, but embracing women between the ages of 21 and 45.
Okay, if you want to get involved and be a Buzz Babe, also you can contact Buzz on the IM, which he loves.
We have a new IM today.
We do. Tell us all about it, please.
Mike O. WJFK. We mentioned it a couple of times earlier in the show, and we got flooded suddenly with about 200 instant messages.
Very good.
I have tried to answer as many as I could and still do this show at the same time. I'm sorry I couldn't get back to everybody, but we heard from some wonderful people today and some wonderful things.
Well, I wish you... Go ahead, Rob. What's that?
If Buzz ever gets on heroin, we could use IMs to get him off heroin.
I really do. I do hope that you... I wish you the very best of luck with your Buzz Babes.
Thank you.
But we have other business to attend to.
I know. So much to do.
There is shaving to do. And before we do the shaving, I do want to thank... I mean, there are a lot of plates spinning on the show today. Allison Kitchen, acupuncturist extraordinaire.
Yes.
Allison was not only helping me with acupuncture, but she was engaging all of us in wonderful conversation.
Yes.
It's always such a pleasure to talk with you. Allison, whenever you feel the need to, you know, purge yourself of all of your demons.
Pipe in.
If you ever have a story.
You know, if you ever want to come clean on that story you were telling us, please do, because I find that absolutely fascinating. But you'd like to plug your website as far as anybody that might be interested in a little acupuncture. Go right ahead.
I will. The place where you can find me doing acupuncture is at www.novamedgroup.com. Mm-hmm. We have four locations. Mm-hmm. I am at two of them. And you can search through that website and find all sorts of valuable information about all the various services we offer at our Integrative Medical Center.
Oh, good
luck. That's awesome.
Well said.
Allison Kitchen. Allison, I feel like my headache has just evaporated.
You seem less logy.
Cool. I feel much more virile. I feel like much more of a man right now. I truly do.
You look amazing.
Thank you. Now we know
that's what I was going to say.
Lying. Yes, that's what you were going to say. Right. Allison, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Thank
you. Appreciate that. And she's going to go out into the hallway, hang out for the head shaving. And now, without further ado, let's bring the two gentlemen, idiots, gentlemen, into the studio
folks.
Here. Let's say hi to Tony and Sean. Bring them in here for a second.
I'm going to go ahead and lock the door open.
All right, let's bring them right in. Allison. Thank you very much. We're going to bring both of them in here.
Hello,
let's say hi to these guys. Enter and sign in, please. Let's say hi to – where's Tony?
Right
Tony,
here,
there's
guys.
The microphone, fellas. Hi, Tony.
Tony here. What's
Tony, where are you from?
Fairfax, Virginia, right around the corner.
And you're a Super Wizards fan?
That's right, man.
You
Only
have
Mr. DC down at work.
You have one amazing thick head of hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
And you seem more animated than this other gentleman. My son.
I'm from Boston.
My son is here. My youngest son is here.
Well, I enjoy Buzz's favorite recreational activity.
Oh, I know. So you look
Which
like
one?
It. You do. You know what's amazing? Sean, you're from where?
Springfield,
and these guys both, I mean, this is serious hair that we have here, and you guys
really?
Must really, really dig the Wizards. Do you think they got a chance? Do you really think?
Definitely. Absolutely.
You going to bring the wear a white shirt or something like that? They're asking for you to wear it. White out, right?
Yeah. Or a white bra.
Okay.
Well, I always have one on.
Now, who was the first guy to call me? Were you the first guy to call me, Tony? Somebody called me and said they wanted to come down and do this. Was it either one of you guys?
I just came on in. I didn't
You just heard me and decided to come down and do it?
I tried to call, but you know how it is. Right?
So these guys, the first guy that called who wanted to come down and do it, he didn't show up. These two guys made it down first.
Wonderful.
Will the guy that's your son entertain a question?
Yes, go right ahead, Rob.
Why do you have a bag of food?
No, It's the shaving stuff.
Oh, okay. It looked like food from here.
Everything looks like food, Rob.
On many occasions, you would not be wrong.
I was just playing the odds, Mike.
If we go through with this shaving, which we will, I plan to do it momentarily. Both of you gentlemen will receive a pair of tickets to see the Wizards and Cavs. That's tomorrow night at the Verizon Center. That's game 6 of the playoffs.
Cool.
Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. If you're interested, call 202-397-SEAT. Or WashingtonWizards.com. Wear white. Wizards basketball. Rewriting the rules, baby.
White out.
Good year for basketball and hockey in Washington, D.C. Yeah. I hope the Wizards can win. Let's go out into our area here, and we're going to do some shaving.
Excellent.
Very good. Should I play my shaving music? That's our music for everything. We need a little more of that. But actually, Rob provides us with music.
And you have you have your hand mic there. You're going to have to leave your headphones here.
Okay, very good.
We'll speak loud so you can hear us.
Thank you. All right, I've got the. How does that sound?
Oh, you sound great. Like
sounds
Mick,
beautiful.
Like Mick Jagger.
All right. Incidentally, as we go out into the shaving room, which it'll be henceforth called, I think we can do all sorts of shavings in the shaving room. Don't
I
you
would
think?
Like
all
to.
Sorts.
Very exciting. Let me come out here.
Not just heads, Buzz.
All right. I gentlemen, first of all, let's bring Tony over here.
Can you explain
Tony's
it
getting
to me?
His picture taken.
I will.
Wait a minute. Have we even plugged in any of the shavers? No, of course not. But that would be preparation and getting us ready to do it.
You are so excited to shave people. You have been all
I've
day.
I've got a migraine, Buzz. And it was nice having Allison in here, and it's kind of gone away. I'd rather hear her talk all day long.
Yeah, me too.
Very
she
fun.
Does everything at her medical place.
Now, I can't hear you, gentlemen. So now we're going to open it. How long will this take?
2 days.
What kind of preparation is this for an executive producer?
I'm sorry.
Let me talk to Allison while we're waiting. This is what do you like offer? Excuse me, the cord is between my legs here. Do you offer acupuncture that relaxes people?
Yes, very much so.
Do you offer acupuncture that can
What's
prepare
that?
A bit?
Could I get a shave in on one of these?
She's naughty. She is a naughty woman. What?
I was wondering if she offered acupuncture to improve preparation for a bit.
Beth Ann's Acupuncture Corner. Yes, very good. Okay, we have the shaver here.
Yeah, well, that looks like a good one.
Now.
Yeah. And perhaps we don't have an outlet in the hallway? Perhaps no one planned for this?
I know the answer. We planned for none of this. Okay.
We have none planning.
Do we have an outlet out
none
here?
None planning.
No, we don't have an outlet. Of course not. Well, why don't we bring them into the studio, for God's sakes, where I can hear Rob and Buzz? That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Here, when you plug something in a studio, everything went out. Remember? No, we'll go over into that corner over there. Buzz has a power strip.
Okay. Yes, do I ever.
All right, it's going over into the corner now?
Yeah.
Right, then I can probably wear my headphones. Though.
Yes, you
shaved
could.
It myself.
I can go back to my original station. Let's bring the Joe is bringing the bucket over.
The barrel.
Because we don't have plastic to put down on the floor, we're going to be shaving their heads over a barrel and shaving the hair into a barrel.
Your two mics are crossing over.
I just killed the other one. You're back on your primary mic now.
Sorry. Where's Busby?
DJ Busby?
Busby, we need you to hold this microphone.
What if you kill somebody?
What?
They signed them.
That's funny, Beth Ann.
Good time to think of that.
Now, Busby, I'll be...
Have a good show.
Bye.
Have a good haircut.
Holla. Holla. Oh,
there are like 1,000 people in this studio now.
1,000.
We're all in here.
Really? Honest to God, this is really going to be, I think, our signature. Mm-hmm. You know, we say we're going to do it. These guys have been here for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like, oh, you mean we need to plug the things in? That's great. Fantastic. All right, come on over here. Bring it over here.
What if we didn't plug the clippers in but just shook them?
I swear to God, everybody's cranial. Does everybody have migraines right now? The bucket. Bring it over here so I can do it right here.
Oh, there's a sound Beth Ann knows.
The shaver.
Well,
or anything.
The humming.
Stop. Now, how far? It only goes that far?
That's all the farther it goes. We're out of cord. Right. Don't talk into the shaver.
Buzz Burbank, he's here all week. Let me turn around. All right, we did. That's why we had to bring it over here.
He's got
all
a
right,
shaver in one hand and a microphone in the
and
other.
And of course, now that it's over here and we plugged it in over here, that's as far as this microphone goes too.
I'm not going to get pissed.
Joe, I'm not going to get pissed
free
off.
Free up some yellow cable.
Now I'm getting wrapped by the cord. All I want to do, you know, is work this.
Standing in a bucket of water.
Oh my God.
Okay, I'll hold that.
What a carnival. All right. I've got the microphone here. Is this going to go? Barely. All right. One of you come over. Tony, you come over here first.
Tony?
Tony, you're going to have to come like right over around here so I can do this.
What do you need me to do?
It's not enough cord. Simple things. Simple little things. Look at this. Move over here. Here we go. A little further.
A little more.
A little more, Tony.
A little more.
I'm right over here. You looking forward to this?
Oh, definitely. I'm just wondering, how are we going to style this? I mean, I want to be presentable.
Style it.
No.
That's your own thing. I'm just going to shave it, and then you have to deal with that yourself.
Go bald or mohawk? What do you think?
I don't think we have to look, we're going to see how it looks after. You got a huge, thick head of hair, so you are really making the commitment. I am not necessarily all that concerned about the full shaving, because we really aren't going to have time for that. So we're going to see how you look afterwards. And did you shower this morning?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it's evening now.
I could have told you that.
I swear to God, there was. And Sean, I don't even have to ask you that question.
No, I did.
Oh, well, you're a man of larger carriage, you know. So do you work with your hands, son?
No. Are you? Well, what do you do for a living?
I know it's a real tough question, Sean.
Restaurant.
What?
I work at a restaurant.
You work at a restaurant. Okay. All right. Well, we know how that hygiene works over there. All right, Tony. Busby, I'll need you to hold the microphone.
Get my headphones off that. Uh-huh. Lean that over. Lean forward, Tony. I'm going to start from the back, and I'm going to go over to the front.
Yeah, go against the grain, Mike.
This guy is so hairy, it'll all grow back tomorrow.
All right. Go. That's how much cord I have, for Christ's sake. All right, here we go. All right, let's get the chair out of the way. Got to get you further over here.
There's a pretty good chance it might not be growing back.
So. Go ahead. Lean forward.
There you go.
Here it goes. Be careful. Those are the priorities. Be careful. Don't hurt him. 4 hours to set up the cord. All right, here we go. How's it feel?
It feels great. You're doing a great job.
I'm not hurting you, are you?
No,
Can you pull this back a little bit? I think this is going to go. No, that's fine.
You're adjusting me.
Actually, let me go from the front to the back.
Oh, that's better.
Tony looks a little bit like Cal Penn on House.
I'm trying to do this.
No, you got to stay close to the scalp, I think, Mike.
You do?
Yeah.
There's plenty of gel in there.
There we go. You have gel? Yeah. Don't shower, but throw the gel on.
Yeah.
Very good. That's always lovely. That's what the ladies like nowadays. Yeah. That's right. Smell like ass with a little Axe body spray and some gel.
Ass body spray.
Time to go out and enjoy myself. It seems to be coming out. These are crappy clippers. Do we have other clippers? Did you bring some clippers down?
They're much smaller.
All right. See. Oh, they are?
It's the cheapest one I could get.
I can tell. I wouldn't even do a dog with this. All right.
And the dog thanks you.
All right, we're trying to do it. How's it looking, gentlemen?
You know what? I think you might even not need to do a complete shaving. Maybe just spots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the front. These are really cheap clippers.
Get the extension. That's what
is it hurting at all or what?
Extreme pain.
Is it painful?
It's probably pulling.
It's pulling, right? It's not cutting.
It is very thick hair.
He looks great.
I think we're done here.
Looks like a scene out of Papillon.
That hurt.
There's an old moment for you kids. It's Steve McQueen. He was in a prison camp on Devil's Island.
Very good.
Meanwhile, Sean is opening his Conair clippers right now.
Hey, Mike.
Don't know. Work
packaging.
In restaurant.
Riddle me this. What happens if you went up under the sideburn and straight up?
Are you talking about balls?
No, the sideburn. Right.
Sideburn.
Oh, the sideburn. All right, let's
those
try
are
that.
Usually near your ears.
All right, here we go. Okay, smart ass. You want me to try you?
He said sideburns, you said bald. I don't get
I've got
connection.
An IM machine.
Here we go.
There's love here.
All right. I'm taking
any over. Better?
No, but I think it's going to be a good look. It's just a terrible set of clippers there.
Sean, sometime while we're young, I'd like you to see those get open. And if they're the charging kind that I have to charge, and not like they don't work with a cord, well, you're not getting the tickets. Seriously, I hope that's not the case. I don't want to be cruel, but I'm a man of my word. Do you have to charge it up?
Battery operated.
Battery operated? Do you have batteries? You're SOL. You know why? You're in the restaurant business. I've worked with you people before, and now I don't care anymore. You got to think these things through.
Right, how unfortunate. Right, watch out for his ear.
Hold on a second. We're going to just do this over here. Is it painful?
I think if I get acupuncture while doing this, it would probably work out.
What
better.
Kind of puncture?
I need an acupuncture.
Exit puncture.
Do we have a regular pair of scissors?
Like Joe, that might be even better.
Fetch some scissors, Joe.
That might be actually better to do this. Because really, I thought this would go. Much incidentally, I don't want to slam anybody here, but the Benfini.
Oh, that's the Cadillac of clippers.
Ask for it by name.
Benini.
The Benfini Tard.
It's so good to cut of the hair.
This will work real good. The only shave of your head if you've got a real bald head, okay? This
The benefit is the clippers only work if you get the chemo.
Do they make you sad?
So sad I cut into Tony's hair. But the clippers don't work.
I'm trying.
That is a thick head of hair and a cheesy pair of...
I mean, these are...
Did you find out about your clippers, Sean? I'm just kidding. Sean's turning all white. I'll do yours, too. All right.
He seems nervous.
Sean, are they battery operated?
No,
you don't
batteries.
Have batteries. Yeah. So what do we say to that, Sean? We really didn't think it through, did
How
we?
Many and what kind?
We didn't sweat the details. We wanted the tickets, but we didn't sweat the details.
We need two car batteries.
Right. Oh, it's better once I get through the real thick stuff.
You never know.
All right. I'm going to really try it. Let me just rest it here. No, they're not working. I need regular scissors. Do we get scissors?
Joe is fetching them now. You need to stay against the grain.
Rob, come over here for a second. All right. Give it a try. All right, Rob's going to come over here.
And he's going to try.
Yeah.
Will that work, maybe?
You can.
No, it's got to be like that.
You can't get there from here.
It's got to be. Did I do it wrong? Did I have
it? Yeah, the teeth got to be moving, man.
Okay, hold on. Let me try.
Maybe some clipper oil.
Did that hurt? Yeah, so you moved it, you know.
Pain.
Okay, here, Rob, hold this microphone. I'm going to try the regular clipper.
Okay, so.
You let me see these.
Let me turn this off.
Let me see them a sec.
I'm going to tell you the barber. Rob, I swear to God, you won't be able to do it either.
Rob has barber experience, so if anybody can make this happen.
Okay.
You know, this cord is short.
Yeah.
That's what we call preparation.
That's right. Hold still.
Yeah, we're going to have the clipping coming up next. Oh, you have to plug them in?
That's your first big win.
Here we go.
It's a McBridian.
It is.
That's a McBridian.
A McBridian move.
Yeah, she had a lot to do, and I threw it in her lap at the last minute. See?
They suck.
They suck. Let me try this.
Oh, it's too bad.
All right, hold on. All right, now stay very still, because now I've got clippers. Oh, we cut the hair like the Italian barber. All right. All right. Here's what I'm going to do. Because we are running out of time and we do have to get the final buzz of the show, I'm going to try a few more of these.
There you go. Oh, that's great. It looks good. I like it.
I think it's really a nice look for you.
Can we get some off the back?
Yeah. Turn around, please. All right. There. No, you can just lean forward.
There you go. Get your head
All right. Oh, chair. Watch out. Don't want to cut the neck. All right. Is this hurting?
No.
Did I get your ear? What's the clause say? Is there anything about blood?
There's hair everywhere.
I love doing this.
Ah, blood and hair.
I could really give away, like, good prizes, Bethann. I could do this for shaving and cutting
he
all the time.
He loves this.
But what we're going to need to do, we're going to have to get the turbo thing, like the thing they use in Full Metal
the
Jacket.
The brand is Wall.
What sort of
sickness W-A-H-L.
Makes a man want to cut other people's hair? Yeah.
I enjoy this for giving away prizes because I think it's a very good sacrifice. I think it's terrific. And now what I'm doing is cutting the chunks
he might get
off of
recognized
Tony's hair.
At the game.
Yeah, if you really leave it, like, kind of chunky. Let me see. Now, look at us right now. Let's take a look. It's just that front part makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. We'll take pictures of the whole process
for
our website.
Watch out for the gold chain.
Go to WJFK.com. You click on my face, and then you'll see how this works.
Click on Mike.
Continuing to do this. What if you went into a barbershop and somebody cut your hair just like this?
What you should do is stand outside of a barber shop and scream, "Look what they did!"
Help me.
There'll be no tip for you.
Let me just wrap it up here on Fire Marshal Bill. We're going to take care of this for a second here. And wait, now stand up straight a little bit, because let me look, because I want to really get in here.
Yeah.
Make sure. Here we go.
Oh, that's good.
Right here.
To the quick, Mike.
That's
to the
good.
Quick.
Yeah, now it's working. Now we're cooking. This is beautiful. This is great.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
This is really working. All right, hold on. And when I finish, I'm just going to do a little bit. Oh, this is better than the shears. No, stop moving your head.
All right,
hold on a second. There. This is really good.
That is excellent.
Yeah, this is good. Okay, you get out of here. Come on over here, Sean. We're going to try you.
And good luck with those auditions for Cuckoo's Nest.
Sean has Lancelot, and we're going to have to really get this hair out of the way. And we do share this studio. I want to piss off the morning show.
Oh, yeah. You look a lot better now.
Oh, man. You did shower this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Such beautiful ringlets.
I'm tackling Sean now.
It's like a 2-year-old boy's first haircut.
That's right.
Joe, did you get a picture of our first victim?
You know what I smell over here right now, Sean? I seem to be smelling old soup.
Somebody requested.
That's his cologne.
That's it. All right. Stand up for a second. All right. Let me see. Now lean forward and kind of let me get these out of here.
We'll have pictures.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Right in the eye.
Of Mike's barber work online at WJFK.com.
I think this is improving, Sean. Let me switch hands. I'm ambidextrous, incidentally. I can go right over your ear.
Hey, careful.
Am I near your ear?
You're good.
And P people IM'd us at Mike O WJFK to tell us they'd also like to see pictures of Allison, so we're going to have those as well.
Yes, and we'll be shaving her shortly too, so it should be a lot of fun.
7:05.
Allison, the acupuncturist.
Sorry about
that. Who treated Mike's migraine today on the
show. Did you really shower today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just checking.
Or was it more of a hose down?
I like that response. Yes, sir, I did.
Yes, Beth Ann. All right, let's see. All right, now you look up for a second. Let's look at you.
How about like a real modified Caesar on him, Mike?
It's going to be okay.
You mean, that's the look I've always wanted.
All right, here. Hold on. Hold this. I need both hands there. Busby.
He has to create.
I do. I'm just trying to. Oh, there we go. There. Now I'm gonna, it's all about getting into a groove. That's the way to do it.
The New York
oh,
City
I'm sorry.
Groove.
This is good. Oh, see, this is doing it now. All right, turn around. All right, let me get the other side. All right. Hold on. Right here. I'm just going to try this.
Jack Black from Three Mile Island.
It's suddenly it cuts yeah. a certain way, but then it doesn't
it's
cut another.
It's because they're geared for your right hand, Mark.
All right. Oh, here we go. See, using both hands.
That's good, Rob.
Yeah.
Our current patient looks like
thank you, Buzz.
Jack Black from Three Mile Island. You nailed
there
it.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Now I'm doing it. Yeah. Oh, God. I swear to God. I hope we don't have a grease fire in here.
Mike, do you think you'll be washing your hands before supper?
I think I'll be washing my hands like in 10 minutes. All right.
Nobody fart.
Nobody. That's a, that's a standing order on the show. Nobody fart right now. This is a very delicate part.
We'll let you know when go. It's okay again.
All right, hold on. There we go. Rocky Road.
There we go. Yes.
All right, turn around the other side. Just look at this.
Leave it long in the back, Mike.
Yeah, well, it's sort of long in the back.
That's what I mean.
All right. Now, the question is, do we do the complete shaving or do we let him go to the game like this? Let me see you.
See if you can get a stripe going.
Let me.
The Clippers.
You know what? Really. I don't want, you know, far be it for me to make fun of anyone. Yeah. But if you go to the game with, like, our crappy seats that we're giving you and with that haircut and you walk in and go, want upgrade. Want upgrade.
You'll get it.
They will give you better seats.
Yeah.
Walk with a slight limp. We'll be fine with
see
that.
See if the Clippers do any better on his hair, like, with okay. just a stripe up front.
I've readjusted them. This might work.
Here we go. That out of the way.
Other way on those.
Other way.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Go against the grain. Start at the sideburns. Work your way up.
Oh, much, much thinner hair. There we go.
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, hello.
Now hello. He looks like Gavin McLeod.
And I believe, Sean, how old are you, son?
23.
23, yeah. All right, never too early for that hair to start really thinning.
Yeah,
I believe it is.
It's been going on for a few years.
That's okay.
Try Men's Rogaine Foam.
Yeah.
You use that, Rob?
I have.
Yeah, we see how well it's worked for you.
I'm Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
And I'm going to look like Otto Preminger in about 2 years.
I love the references.
Yeah, let's
I've
have
used
a
Papillon and Otto Preminger. Like to say hi to all the 72-year-old listeners in our audience today.
In the next round, Mike will refer to the 20s.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try to get you there. This is really looking sharp, Sean.
Can you do a reverse mohawk stripe, just a stripe down the
turn
middle?
Turn around. Let's see the front first. Turn around. And
yeah.
I want courtside. Courtside seats. All right.
We need to wrap up.
What do you
Mike?
Think? We can finish this. I mean, do you think do we leave it like this, or do we let them
try
finish
it? Try one stripe. See if you can do one stripe down the middle, and then we need to wrap this
you're
up.
You're being too hard on yourself. I think you're doing
lean
a great
forward,
job.
Lean forward, please. Lean forward. More? More. Use the stomach muscles. Oh, I see a zit.
Right.
You know what to do.
Oh, wait a minute. Rob, give me a few more seconds.
All right.
Because I think I found it here.
You found your groove?
Yeah. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, from Daughtry. Here he is. I thought I'd modded it up a little bit. All right. Well, God, these are the worst Clippers. Wait, it's a question of the angle. You know, if I had a little more cord.
Or if he could conceivably lean down a little more.
We're out of cord.
I don't think he's a man that likes to exercise, Rob.
What's that like?
But he likes sports, and that's a good thing. He likes our Wizards here
likes
in Washington,
to view sports.
Go Wizards.
All right. And I'm going to give you one more.
What snacks will you buy at the game?
We've already got it planned.
Definitely some pizza, some nachos.
I had him beg for nachos.
Pizza and nachos.
You know what? You don't have to fake it to get those courtside seats. All right. Hold on. Let me move over here. Move out of my way there, Sean.
That looks so great, Mike. Yeah,
let's get a picture. Put this up. One more shot at Tony. If you can just lean forward, Tony, over this. Let me just get you one more time here. Just that.
pain.
That's because Tony's like, I swear to God, when did your ancestors come out of the trees, Tony? I'm curious about that. God almighty, look at this head of hair. Tony! Hey, how you doing? Yeah. Boy, look at these balls. All right. Thank you, Tony. And thank you very much, Sean. We appreciate that. I want to thank that for the head shavings. They get a pair of tickets to see the Wizards versus the Cavs.
And good job, Mike.
Thank you.
I think it looks great.
Thank you. We need a better pair of clippers.
Yeah, we're on it.
We truly do, and we can do more shavings coming up in the future.
Yeah.
Final buzz of the day is coming up next on The Big Show. We will be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.